We have so many Eddie Money stories, I don't even know where to begin with the Eddie Money story.
Well, the ultimate Eddie Money story is when you bumped into Eddie in Eddie's hotel room, and Eddie had a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the very first, wasn't that the very first time you met Eddie Money?
Yeah. Yeah. I threw up on his bed.
That's right. Eddie didn't have the problem. You had the problem.
We were at a radio convention, and some radio guy had me drinking tequila.
Right.
And I ended up in Eddie Money's hotel room drinking tequila with him out of a bottle.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was standing there, and I said, wow, this is great, man. I'm going to throw up. And then I threw up all over Eddie Money's bed. That's just one of our run-ins with Eddie Money. Then after that, after we became friends with him,
right.
We were at a Halloween party one time with him where he was General Custer.
He had this, like, General Custer jacket on and the little General Custer beard, and he was having a great time.
He's also called me at home to ask to hype me on records when he's sure. forgotten what my name is. The last time he called our show, he called up and said, yeah, hey, Dave and Mike, how you guys doing? So, yeah, we got a lot of stories about Eddie Money.
That was the encapsulated history of Eddie Money right there.
You go. Well, it was just kind of funny because his show was $25 and it started at midnight. And most shows don't start that late in the evening. But
really? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Annandale.
Annandale, Virginia, okay.
And he was sitting in the corner. We actually got in there and there's a little lounge on the side. And he walked in with his band, sat in the corner, and he was smoking cigarettes and hanging out. And a couple guys walked over to him and kind of held their fists up and said, yeah, Eddie, you know, how's it going? And he looked at him, pointed at him, said, are we going to rock tonight, guys, or what? And winked at him.
Isn't that like the standard rock star thing to say?
It was hilarious.
We're going to rock tonight.
Only with Eddie. Are we going to rock tonight, right, guys?
Hey, John and Mike, had a great time at that party.
he had like an old dilapidated sweater on. He just threw on a leather jacket and just went out there and started jamming.
Here's what's so funny about Eddie Money. We had him on our morning show that morning.
Right.
One Halloween, and he was doing this whole big thing about, hey, listen, John and Mike, it's a new Eddie Money. I don't drink anymore. I don't party anymore.
Right.
And then we went to this Halloween party with him where he was absolutely out of his mind. Bombed.
That was the wildest Halloween party I can ever remember in Eddie Money's outfit. I will always
General Custer.
Kind of a white, like, leather with that fringe.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Hi, gang. This is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. And you know, I never, and I mean never, listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
Yep. There's Eddie Money.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
It's me, Rob Grippy.
Oh, Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car.
Did you do a little accent there, Rob? Was that a little accent I heard you do?
No, I don't know. Maybe it was. I'm just in a sort of a chipper mood.
Oh, I bet he's found a place to live.
Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car, are you calling us with the news that will make us so proud?
Well, no, exactly. But I want to do that thing where I give my number out on the air again because I messed up last time. I didn't realize that my mailbox only held 20 messages. So
I just want to say again for the record, I believe it's a mistake for you to give out your phone number on our show, knowing the vindictive nature of our audience, and I love our audience.
Well, see, the thing is, the first minute of incoming calls is free. So I can just hang up on people after 50 seconds and won't trust me.
And why do you want to give out your phone number?
Well, because the thing is, it's hard for me to find a place to live around here.
What are you looking for?
Just a room. Just a room for, like, under 350.
All right, go ahead. Give your phone number out.
Okay. In the Fairfax area, if anyone has a room that they can rent me...
Right.
...under 350, my phone number is...
Yes.
867...
Right.
...3726.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
And if you have, like, one of those group houses and you do give him a room and he ends up, like, taking out all your roommates, please, we have nothing to do with it.
Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car. All right, now listen, let's listen to some of these tapes from Sacramento.
Yeah. Got a lot of media coverage out there.
Some of the coverage we got. Oh, and also some great celebrity stuff coming up. Mr. T.
Ooh.
He has 2 years of uncollected garbage as high as 10 feet in spots piled up in front of his mansion.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And also a story about Julia Child and some guy that had sex with Julia Child who says that she's crazy in bed.
There you go.
Knew it. Okay.
Well, that's, she knows it all with butter.
Coming right up. Oh, and about butter. Listen. Well, I'm going to be giving away too much. I want you to stay listening. It just suffice to say... Got a ton of stuff coming up.
Very good.
On the show. And let's start with one of these tapes from Sacramento. This would be a reaction to our appearance in Sacramento last week.
Okay.
And this is the ABC station, Channel 10. We were amazed to find out later in the evening after our show that they'd actually sent out, like, their lead anchor guy to interview us.
Astounding.
We thought for sure he was just some, like, entertainment news flunky.
Sure.
But we got back to the hotel room, we turned the TV on, and lo and behold.
He's the anchor.
The anchor. Dan Elliott.
Hi, Dan.
All right, so here's some reaction to our appearance in Sacramento with courtesy to Channel 10.
The radio show out of Washington, D.C. is nationally syndicated, and today they brought the show to Sacramento.
Don and Mike and their first ever Halloween bash today in the Capitol. And as News 10's Dan Elliott reports, it's hard to tell who's crazier, the DJs or their fans.
Yes! Yes, Scottie Pippen, good shot, yes.
Marv was there, Fred Flintstone too, Mr. Clean with an appearance, and the king himself all on hand to see...
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara!
For goodness sake, sit down! Sit down, you animals!
This is incredible, Drew.
Yes, Don and Mike, dressed as Drew Carey and his nemesis, Mimi.
Forgot to introduce, dressed as Helen
DeJ.
There is Buzz Burbank.
Let me stop the tape for a minute.
I love it.
They edited the word genitals.
Yes.
But they left in Jesus.
Yeah, it's right. It's strange the way those TV stations work.
Isn't that right, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, go figure the standards.
Right there.
A special Halloween stop in Sacramento.
This place that we're at, this is like a regular hall, right? Where the Rolling Stones have played and stuff like that.
The Memorial Auditorium in beautiful Sacramento.
This is a big deal now.
No, a huge deal, especially for their fans. Close to 2,000 of them on hand. A wild day, to say the least, for all of them. And as for the media, when you want to interview these guys, well,
pretty TV boy here to say hello to us.
Another TV boy?
And we want to bring him out now. Oh, and he's so much prettier than the last one.
Oh, yeah, he's much more put together than the last TV boy.
Jesus, he is dreamy. Boy, you see
that? They beep out genitals, but they leave in Jesus.
They knew Jesus wouldn't sue.
Hey, good one, Buzz.
TV guys, how do you do it, man?
Makeup.
Really?
That's it. That's key. What would you like to ask us? You can interview us very quickly, sir.
I'll make this very quick. First off, why Sacramento?
Because our show is here, you dummy. Next question.
And another reason why Sacramento. Take a look at this.
Yeah.
That's why.
Look at in Sacramento, Dan Elliott, News 10.
That would be Dan the Dreamy. TV boy. Nice story. You can hear, by the way, the Don and Mike show Monday through Friday, noon to 4 on Sports Radio 1140 KHTK.
Wow. And Dan is the perfect guy to send out there. He's very self-deprecating. He can take it. He can take whatever they dish out.
He's dreamy even without the makeup. We've seen him without it.
And I want to give a little shout out to that dreamy little anchor lady there on Channel 10. Hey, baby.
Hello, baby.
Where's the fire? Send me your picture.
Oh, yes, I know. The anchor ladies. They got some nice anchor ladies out there.
I got a thing for those TV ladies. Now, when we come back, it's very nice. Our thanks to Channel 10.
Yeah, that was a nice piece.
When we come back, the guy from the station with the high number 31, channel number 31.
Mark S. Allen.
The guy came out
to see the show. He thought he was like to die.
You pick away at my brain, what's left of it. Stop making me these slimy, sloppy eggs.
I took the TV camera and I put it up to his neck.
He came out and he did a three-piece report on our show that I understand. I haven't seen this. I understand features Dennis Murphy, very prominent.
Hallelujah.
So we'll listen to that, but we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on FM 99 KKMA.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on FM 99 KKMA.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me.
Hi, Charles.
And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy.
Love
I was joking
you.
Around with one of my friends, and that's it.
You're the man.
If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too.
Yes.
Now let's talk about the game.
They'll make you laugh until you spoil the yellow dress. Don and Mike.
All right, quick change in plans. Gonna hold off on those TV boy takes because we just got something from someone who listens to our show in Tampa, Florida.
Beautiful Tampa.
Someone who listens to us in Tampa and knows somebody in Orlando. That's where Charles Barkley was arrested last time.
Yes, yes.
Got here a copy of Charles Barkley's police charging affidavit.
Wow.
From when he got arrested. Orlando Police Department. Listen to this. Defendant Barkley Charles. and he gives her his address, the Summit. That's the arena where the Rockets play.
Sure.
Greenway Place, Houston, Texas. Height 6'5", weight 250. Race, black. Eyes, brown. Occupation, NBA basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Charge, resisting officer without violence. Now, let me see if I can read this. Officer was working off-duty at Church Street Station at approximately 0150 hours. Was standing at Church Street near Garland, heard a loud crashing sound to the east.
It's about 1:50 in the morning, right?
I run towards the sound. I observe a male lying on the ground, bleeding, apparently injured, mm-hmm. with the front glass window of the business shattered. There was a large crowd around. I also observed the defendant, Charles Barkley, bent over the victim and yelling at him. Officer Williams told me the defendant had thrown the man out the window. At this time, the defendant started walking away with a friend. Now, the reason I read all this to you is that Charles Barkley had to put a home phone number down on this thing.
Wow.
And now, apparently, we have Charles Barkley's home phone number.
Let's give it a try.
Hmm. We got to be the only guys in the media who are really in love with Charles Barkley, no matter what he does.
Absolutely. He's given us such wonderful tape over the years.
I mean it. I love Charles Barkley. He doesn't take any crap from anybody.
Let's give him a holler.
That's true.
Let's give him a shout.
Shout out to Charles Barkley. The guy was, what, like 5'2"? The guy that he threw through the window?
Yeah, totally unfair fight.
Threw him like just like a basketball right through the window.
The number you have reached.
Yes?
963.
Mm-hmm.
7337
right.
Has been disconnected.
Oh.
963. Oh. 7337
has been disconnected. He gave a phony number to the cops?
Nope. Well, you should give your real phone number to the police, I think, when you're arrested, right?
Yeah. Nine.
But if he gave his address as the Summit, you know, maybe he was working them all the way.
Is this the guy that sent us the arrest report? Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this the guy that sent us the arrest report about Charles Barkley?
No.
No?
No, it is.
Well, hi.
Hi, Don and Mike, radio guy.
Yes. Hello there.
What can we do for you?
My name is Clayton, and I'm not from Sacramento.
Okay.
And I called you guys last week. I wanted to apologize, kind of, because I'm a caller who was 20 years old and a virgin, and I wanted to be de-virginized in your office.
Yes, yes.
And you guys asked if I was the I looked like Elvis Presley, and you guys asked me if I was the Army Elvis or the Fat Elvis.
Right, there's the various different Elvises. There's the Army Elvis, Bloated Elvis.
Right.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, I was very nervous, and I apologize. I didn't want to say I was fat over the phone, but I wanted you guys to know that I am fat, and I do apologize to you guys for lying on me.
Nothing wrong with being fat.
Don't apologize for being fat.
Yeah, I just wanted to pork in your office.
Just wanted to pork in our office.
Yeah.
Mm. Charming. Hello.
That's fantastic.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Is it me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm Kevin from Kansas.
This is not then the guy that's... You know, we had the guy on the telephone about the Charles Barkley thing. I apologize.
Yeah. He's gone now.
Yeah. I'm sure I dialed the number that he gave the police. So he probably gave them a number that was not good, right?
No, he probably gave them a real number, but because that document is public record and anybody can see it, that probably forced him to instantly change the phone.
Oh, so this is not like some big exclusive I have then?
Well, probably not by this point, maybe.
No, yeah. That's too bad. I thought we had something there.
I did. I mean, it would have been nice, of course, the dream scenario. Charles answers the phone.
Oh, hello?
Very angry with us.
I'm thinking I might be able to get you guys a name on Letterman. A friend of mine is going to be on this month as a guest.
Really? And who's your friend who's going to be on as a guest?
Well, he's a football coach for a little town here in Kansas that made national news with a trick play.
Oh, listen, this is such a... I heard about this. They only have 8 guys on a team.
Right.
So what they did was the center, I guess, hiked the ball to the quarterback or something like that. And the quarterback pretended like he didn't know what the play was.
Right.
And he walked over towards the sidelines. Or I guess the center didn't hike the ball to the quarterback. And the quarterback went, wait, we don't have the right play. And he walked over by the coach on the sidelines. Meanwhile, the other guys on the other team, they weren't paying attention. And the center just ran it in for a touchdown. It was a trick play.
Yeah. And this is after the quarterback touched the ball, right?
No. I guess maybe the guy never snapped the ball to the quarterback.
Do you think maybe he brought it up and then brought it right back down again? Is that a legal play? Don't you have to snap it?
I don't know. Do you know the story?
Yeah, he's a real close friend of mine. And they snapped it legally. Well, it was the first play of the game. And He snapped it sideways at the quarterback, and the quarterback said, wait a minute, this isn't the right ball. This isn't our game ball. And my friend, the coach, was holding up the ball on the sideline. So he walked over to get the ball, and as soon as he got around the end of the other line, he took off 65 yards.
And it was like a trick play that they had planned on, right?
Yeah.
That's like totally lulling the defense to sleep there.
That is so unsportsmanlike. That's fantastic. And now this guy is going to be on Letterman?
Yeah, well, the quarterback is, and his parents are going to, they're flying him all to New York for 4 days. Wow. And then they called back. There's a little bit of controversy with the local CBS station.
Controversy?
Yeah, about whether the coach yelled in the play or not. And anyway, so they called back and they invited the coach out, too. So he's going to be on November 12th.
So what does that have to do with us? Can this guy mention us on the show?
Well, I played drums with him last night at church revival. And I'm a good friend of his, and he doesn't know you guys. But I might be able to talk him into slipping your name. And he thinks he's going to get beat up on Letterman anyway.
No, are you kidding? That's a total puff piece for Letterman.
He'll be made a hero.
Yeah, it's like a human interest story.
But there is some controversy about whether it was all legal or anything.
Oh, wait, you're not going to get anything from Letterman about that. They just love the fact that, like, you guys cheated and got away with it.
Yeah, he'll like the goofy play aspects and then have the coach say, I owe it all to Don and Mike.
Well, anyway, I thought I might be able to talk to him and get him to slip your name in.
All right, well, we would appreciate it if you could.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I did want to know, can I get in on the game?
What game?
A nomination.
Nomination for what?
Taco Supreme, Mimi.
What? What are you talking about?
I wanted to nominate Mimi for Taco Supreme.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
All the colors.
Right.
Thanks.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about? I'm just starting to clock on him to blow him up, too.
Oh, now we got a live one. We got a live explosive in the studio right here. I'm not sure what we're going to do about this.
What the heck
did
that mean?
Was that a goof?
No,
I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh.
What a shame.
Are you there?
An
hello?
Unwinning victim.
Hey, I'm not the guy.
What? Hello? I'm sorry.
Oh, what a shame. And he was totally innocent. He didn't even get into his call.
One of our listeners got destroyed there. I'm sorry. That is friendly fire.
Friendly fire. Killed by friendly fire.
My apologies. Okay. And I guess the Charles Barkley thing never happened. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Dawn and Mike Show on FM 99 KKMA.
Oh, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
They're the Butch in your itty dream, Don and Mike.
Hey, you know, a second ago when we accidentally blew somebody up,
yes,
it was the guy from Tampa who had sent us the thing about Charles Barkley.
Oh, and he took the other guy's bullet.
So my apologies. Is this him? Hello.
Hi, no. I'm calling you about Susan Johnson.
Susan with a Z, yes. Hi.
Yeah, she was on American Journal today, and yes. She said she had no regrets about what she did.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love her.
She's a hoe, there's no doubt about it.
I think she was probably speaking to the magnificent abilities of Mr. Frank Gifford in bed.
His magnificent manhood. What?
I can only imagine.
You know, that's gotta drive them crazy. They gotta be thinking, when are we gonna get out from under her huge mammaries? Like, at first she's in the Globe, then she's in Playboy, now she's on Inside Edition, or what is it, American Journal?
Mm-hmm.
It was American Journal.
What is she wearing?
She was wearing, I don't know, it's like a white sweater.
Was there any cleavage?
Oh, lots.
Really?
Lots, of course.
And this is what Kathy Lee probably complains about as she's lying in bed with Kevin Costner playing with his chest hair.
I say it's just desserts for what she did to Astrid.
Oh, that's right. Astrid, Frank's other wife.
That's Kim's other first wife, Astrid.
She had it coming to her.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like Kathy Lee.
Meow.
Imagine that.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling for Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Did anyone call today about what went on?
You just finished up listening to my Don and Mike tapes. Wondered if you crapped your pants yet.